Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And concerning the rumors that 95% of our listening audience is now bots, I say that makes a lot of sense. And so to all our bots out there, I hope you're not a big fan of meticulous story construction. In fact, since bots largely spew the same information over and over into the world, each time only slightly reworded, I think you're gonna like it here. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and 3 or 4 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Ruffled Feather, on the outskirts of the town of Hogsface in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Sean the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Arnie, I don't know if you can see, but our goat named Grapes is going nuts behind the counter. He is making so much wine.
Yeah.
You'd say he's grape nuts?
He's grape nuts. Ugh. He's stomping so many grapes.
Here's my question, and I think maybe, Chunt, you're the only one that can answer that. Do you think Grape is going nuts behind the bar because he was thinking he was going grape nuts, or was that just like a surprise discovery on his part?
Ernie, I'm not sure what you're asking, but yes.
Okay.
Oh no. Oh, he just fell. Oh, I hope he's okay. He was stomping grapes and then he fell.
Oh, I see.
Do I have to walk you to it?
Yeah, I don't have to ask a follow-up question about that one. That one, I feel like this is going to
be a pretty big cultural moment.
Yes, absolutely. Guys, can I be honest? Was it a mistake for us to not do one of our classic walking up to the tavern openings when we come to a new location? I'm just so excited that we're back at the Ruffled Feather on the outskirts of Hogsface. I just wanted to, like, start the podcast at the table.
Arnie, we're outside waiting. We're going to walk up now.
You coming in?
Come on out, Arnie.
Come inside.
Whoa, Isidore, look at this. We're back at the Ruffled Feather.
Wow, back here with all the Ruffalos.
Wow, this is crazy. Oh, there's our old friend Arnie.
Arnie, it's been so long.
We just walked up to the tavern.
Oh, you guys are too committed to verisimilitude. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonan and Hoogstanges, and I am known
really
throughout the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar. And I, yea, Chunt, I must keep my voice low, for here where the ne'er-do-wells do gather, most certainly a powerful wizard would be their enemy, or at least someone they would be afraid I would be like kind of like
sure
trying to harsh their scene, you know?
Oh yeah.
They're trying to be cool and I'd be like, hey, stop doing that. Stop now. Thou shalt not drink.
Principal, you give off principal vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
you know, as you get older, sometimes you think, like, when you're younger, you think a bar is, like, tough and scary. And then you get older, and you're just like, oh, wait, no, it's just cool.
And then you think, it's too loud in here.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So loud.
Arnie, what was that word? Before Yusor introduced himself, you said some word,
Verisimilitude?
Yeah, that's the word.
Verisimilitude? What are we talking about?
Verisimilitude? Whatever that word is, right next door to the ruffled feather, when Yusor and I were just out front, I saw that there's a Verisimilitude Minotaur tavern next door. Oh. Is that ours? Did we do that?
That's a good question. And also, you're not sure exactly how it's spelled over there either?
I mean, I was outside for just a few seconds.
The town's been through a lot of changes since they rebuilt. There was, you know, briefly going to call it Hog's Face, and now they kind of settled back into Hog's Face. They're like, why are we renaming the town? Mm-hmm. We're just rebuilding the town. It's stupid. So maybe they called it that, but it's still maybe there's a new Vermilion Minotaur.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
But guys, I'm also going to whisper this because I don't want to dwell on this too much.
No, let's not.
Should we maybe not draw too much attention to the fact that, like, 6 or 7 years ago, we blew up Hog's Face? Like, that was something we did?
That's right! I destroyed Hog's Face! To save all of food!
Oh, everyone's raising their mugs to Usador.
Ow, don't throw those at me! Stop it!
Started positive, got not positive.
I mean, I guess they are ne'er-do-wells, so.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, they're going to cost
so many ne'er-do-wells here.
Oh,
but I'm so excited to be back in Hog's Face.
Oh, no. Arnie, I was excited, but look at the plaque above the mantle. Dedicated to Macho Mantis Randy Mantis.
Oh. Apparently in the intervening time, has he passed?
Maybe he just did something really cool.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he installed that mantle.
That's also possible.
We can't go walking around assuming every plaque means death, right?
Do they usually put birth and death dates on plaques when you just put up a mantle?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it just says B and D. Those B and Ds could stand for anything.
Yeah, that is true.
What are some of the things it could have stood for? Let's see. Bored and then
guys,
delighted.
Are we all just pretending we don't want to say balls and dick? Is that why we're all trying to think of something else?
100%.
Save the best for last.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking, of all places, are you fucking kidding me?
What the fuck? Flower. Our good friend Flower, the talking flower.
Well, our good friend, Donnie, I don't know that you get to say that.
No. Okay. Did you come here to surprise me?
Happy birthday.
Did you come here because you knew birthday. It was my birthday today?
That's right.
Wow, you got it in one, Usador.
That was a close one.
Holy shit. Listen, okay, first of all, clear something else. I heard you talking about the plaque over there. It's kind of tricky. Macho Mantis, Randy Mantis, did something really cool, but then immediately died afterwards.
It's
two plaques. If you peel off the top plaque, underneath is the, like, congratulations, you ate a giant steak. And then on top of that is, like, I'm so sorry that you died.
That's a lot of plaque. Your mantle should go to the dentist.
Yeah, we'll consider it. Thanks for saying that. Thanks for that fucking tip.
Like, I have big principal energy. Don't worry about it.
I always assume that Macho Mantis Randy Mantis would die, like, during sex. Is that just me?
Oh, yeah. He gives off that vibe.
Yeah.
Is that what happened, Flower?
It was unclear.
Okay.
It was unclear because it seemed like things were going well. I was here that night, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
No
Wait,
big deal.
It happened here in the tavern.
It happened here. No big deal. Okay. I kind of run this place now.
Whoa! Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Like, you officially run it, or are you just saying, like, guys, I kind of run this place?
Well, a little bit. Like, I came in with a big attitude, and then I did win it in a knife fight.
Sure.
So between those two things, it was sort of assumed with half the crowd that I was already in charge. Mm-hmm. But then really established things with the knife fight, which may allegedly be how Macho Mantis Randy Mantis died.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Emphasis on the stab. To go back to established.
So you probably killed him, but it's also still unclear if he died during sex.
Yes, because, okay, here's the situation. He was here. I wasn't going to fight him. I was going to fight the current owner of the establishment who was stepping on my turf. I said, I clearly came in here. I got big ideas. I have no time for you. Get the fuck out of my face.
Sure.
Mantis comes in towards me. He's like, this is great. Good luck. Gave me a little bit of a pat on the back and then said, I wish the best for you.
Aww.
I'm eyeing this lady over here and we're about to fuck. Oh, so if you don't mind, I'm about to go outside and take care of this business. Okay. I said, please take it outside. Currently, you can't have fighting and fucking in the same spot.
Sure. Don't fuck where you fight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't fuck where you fight.
Yeah.
Read the sign. If it says fucking, go for it. If it says fighting, go for it. So I said, you got to go outside. You got to go outside. He goes outside, and then several loose knives.
Oh, no. Oh.
Flew out the window.
Sure.
Flew out the window. I got to say,
loose knives flew out the window?
Unsheathed, Donnie, if we are being technical. Yes, a knife can be loose if it's out of its sheath.
They were also, like, additional knives that were not originally in the fight. So kind of loose, assorted, sundry knives.
A cavalcade.
Yeah, like, and so then they ended up out the window. I was like, oh, shit, going out the window. And then he comes in through the door. I don't see a scratch on him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably died of a heart attack from having knives being thrown into his face. Probably while fucking.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A veritable potpourri of blades.
Did you say said potpourri?
Potpourri.
Oh. Hmm. I mean, anyone who wears that many bandanas is going to go out fucking.
That's true. Also, did anyone notice the tavern on the other side of this place called Potpourri?
It's a clever name.
I think it's French.
Potpourri. Oh. Well, Flower, it's so exciting to see you again. And you're an entrepreneur now? You are running a tavern?
Well, you know, I got my start with bath salts and smoothies. So sure. I have a little bit of experience. Right. In the biz, but came in here and I was like, I got some ideas for this place. I feel like it could, you know, up it, make it a little seedier, make it a little more like exciting.
Oh,
who can make it seedier than a flower?
Nobody.
My
seeds are all over this fucking place.
Yeah, the floor does seem to all be sort of tightly packed soil now. That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, Flower, you'll be excited to learn that you and Arnie now.
Why?
You and Arnie now have something in common. You're both proprietors of a tavern. You here at the Ruffled Feather, and Arnie, of course, owns the Wanderlost, our traveling tavern that is temporarily misplaced.
All our taverns are somewhere.
That's true.
Okay. You know what? Tavern is where your heart is.
Oh.
That's one of the signs. That's the sign right below the one that says fucking or fighting.
Oh, yeah. That's right. True. Have you considered having designated days for fucking and fighting?
We tried that. We had a calendar. And it was like, okay, Monday, fun day, which could go either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Tuesday, Tuesday, again, could go either way.
Yeah, you choose.
Wednesday, Friends Day. That's fucking.
That was sure. Fun. Friends yeah, fight, friends fuck. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Thursday, Blurs Day.
You get so drunk, you probably fight.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Friday, die day.
Ooh.
Oh.
That could go either way. Probably fighting, but yeah. I mean.
Probably the theming was a little too ambiguous, and so just nobody wanted to show up for any particular day, except for Saturday, we do trivia.
Oh. Wasn't Saturday Splatter Day?
No, we just did trivia. We got really tired. People seemed to be pissed off with how cute it was. They were like, this is not. It's not appealing to me.
It's not the right vibe.
Please just tell me what this is.
Right.
Guys, we got to come back for trivia.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Trivia is fun. We just usually pull up one person and then you have to guess shit about them.
Ooh, I mean, last week we did some amount of trivia and I guess sort of like riddles and puzzles and stuff, right?
Oh, that's right. On the bridge. Yeah. We met that absolute fucking toe of a troll, Chad?
Something like that.
Yeah, fuck him.
I can't remember all the names.
Hey, Usador. Can you magic up like a birthday cake real quick?
Sure. You start talking. I'll have it here.
Look at me. Look over here.
Okay.
Look.
What are you doing? You gonna do something?
I was gonna change into something, but I forgot I can't shift anymore.
I'm looking.
Where are you from, ma'am? What's your name?
Oh, shit, you're really blowing this.
Happy birthday, Flower!
Speaking of blowing this, blow out your candles! Happy birthday!
Oh my god, you did surprise me for my birthday!
Oh. What? Oh, she's blowing out oxygen.
Of course, I brought you this cake. It's made of algae, so it has plenty of sun that's been photosynthesized into it. Perfect for a flower.
That sounds wonderful. I can't wait to sit on it later.
Cake farts. Ooh, cake farts. Mm-hmm. Guys, cake farts.
New t-shirt.
Well, why don't we take a quick break to have some cake, and we'll be right back. Cake break.
Cake fart.
Guys, did you notice the weird way that Flower exhaled? Like, obviously it was blowing out oxygen, but just also, like, the noise she made.
Yeah, it sounded sort of, it's like guttural and a little rough. Like, it just sounded bad. Is she sick?
Sounded fine to me.
I'm gonna try something. Oh, Flower.
Oh, yeah, sorry, just busting these tables over here. Hold on a second. Yeah, what is it? Good? Is everything having a good time? Great, okay, bye.
It looks like you lost an eyelash. I don't know if that's something that you have. But, hey, can you blow it off my finger and make a wish?
All right. I mean, if that's your thing, that sounds great to me.
Thank you. Very wet exhale.
Yeah. I'll go get... Does anybody want snacks or anything? I can go get... I mean, like, I know the person who runs the place.
Since we're back in Shingleshang Forest, I would love some ghost mushrooms.
Okay. Great. We do them like a tempura.
Perfect.
Fried with an aioli.
Ooh, a temporal. Okay, that sounds pretty
temporal
good.
Temporal aioli.
Chunt, do you need anything?
Let me get... Do you still have, does the place still have Guilty Goose on the menu?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll do a Guilty Goose.
Okay, I psychologically torture the goose every day.
Artie, have you heard about this?
No.
It makes their liver explode. It's delicious.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like in my wheelhouse. Like, I never knew I'd be so good at this job, and then it was like, you can fuck with the goose.
Sure.
And I was like, great. I mean, it seems unethical, but also delicious.
So you came into this tavern and you're like, first of all, we're going to make this place a lot crueler than it was before.
Yep. I feel like, like when you walk into a place and you're like, this is my purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, they need me. And proof is in the pudding. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you can see that sign over there.
Ooh, I'll have some of the pudding.
Yeah, in the pudding. It's in the pudding and it's on the sign over there. It says that we were featured on tavern shitholes and bars.
Whoa.
Huh. Which one were you classified as?
A lot of things on that could double dip in a couple different ways. Like when you see stuff featured on tavern shitholes and bars, you're kind of like, I get it. Like, fine. Like, this seems like you got a grill. Congratulations. Also, you're doing like Tex-Mex. What an innovation. But for us, it was like we were deeply in the tavern feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to challenge the norm. So I said, I'm going for the triple threat. I said, I would like to be considered a tavern, a shithole, and a bar.
Wow.
Wow, that would be cool.
And did Druid Fieti give you that honor?
Yes, Druid Fieti showed up. I'll tell you what, that guy won't eat an egg to save his life. You try to make him an egg.
He hates him.
He shits in your face. And it is like, it's unpleasant, but I had to do it. I was like, we don't even have eggs here. And I was like, don't test me, bro. I was like, I want to see what he's going to do. Straight up, shit in my face.
Don't serve eggs here, but today, Goose, get to laying.
Get to fucking laying.
Some say he used to be a donkey sorcerer.
Yeah, he is. He was a big old donkey sorcerer. And you know what he did? He took all the food and he shoved it in a fucking trash can over there and then dumped it upside down on the table and said that he heightened the dish.
But he does a lot of good. He does a lot of charitable
acts. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
I mean, he frees so many. He'll go to dungeons once a week, and he'll free one person. They're off the chain, right? Mm-hmm. Every week, off the chain. It's kind of beautiful what he does.
It is. It truly is.
I gotta tell you though, I asked him. I said afterwards, I was like, "Where do you get your hair done? Where?"
Sure. Because
I'm very interested, and if you'll notice, my petals. have been frosted.
I didn't want to say anything, but I thought they were a little different. Arnie, do you have anything to add?
Well, I was just remembering that flowers is pubes, so like your petals, right. You are frosted.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, petals are frosted, and it—I mean, it looks like again in honor of Donkey Source, I guess is what he used to go by. Your pot is backwards. Are you wearing your pot backwards?
Yeah, I got a backwards pot.
Wow.
I got frosted pube tips. Really living my best life. I've really found myself here. Yeah.
Can I say, and I say this with love, Flower, are you okay?
No.
I actually... Okay, that's what I thought. No,
oh, wow.
That's terrible news.
We're going to get real?
It seemed like you were excelling, and you even thought you'd found your place here. But what could be wrong? Please.
All right, listen, I'm going to go get your food real quick.
Okay.
Arnie, did you want anything that we could really talk if we really want to fucking talk? Okay?
Oh, I don't... Last time I was here, I just mostly remember that people were just selling drugs, so I...
Okay.
All right, fair.
Gotcha.
Surprise me. I'll have a drug flight.
Okay, great. Be right back.
Ooh, nice cocktail of drugs.
Interesting.
Guys, was that rude? Like, I actually part? Like all of these changes for Flower...
Can you answer Chun's question? Because that's going to help me a lot, too.
All right, how about this? Just really quickly, before Flower gets back, are there any rude things I've done in the last 10 years of this podcast?
Oh, boy.
Let
me grab this scroll out of my hat.
Whoa, that is unfurling.
Whoa, CVS receipt length. But more recently, like, I like all the changes that Flower has made in their life, but I don't know, it just doesn't seem very Flower. I was just making sure Flower... This wasn't like some kind of breakdown or something.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I didn't think of that. I suppose you're right. It is unnatural for a flower to be held in one place such as this. She often, you know, grows back into the ground, pops up wherever we're at, yells at you. Mm-hmm. She's nearly impossible to kill. Do you remember a long time ago, Arnie? You killed Flower? Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, I think the first time we met.
Wow.
Oh, wow. On your scroll, Usador, that's number 50. That's...
Yeah,
I would assume that was one, but
and that
damn,
was this... like an episode 3.
I know.
Okay. Here's all the stuff. We got the mush. We got.
Oh, those dogs just ran out the door.
Don't come back.
I like how Flower has a shorthand for all the things we ordered, so that we don't know if they actually remember what we ordered.
Artie, you're being rude.
We got the mush here. We got the mush with the ale.
That's
we
mean.
Got we got the gabagoose right here. Delicious. And then we got the Coca-Cola.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, cocaine.
Yep, and coal.
Okay.
Ooh, can we also get an order of fajitas with guacamole?
You want some fajitas with a... Oh, I'm sorry, you mean fajitas?
Stop Listen, ordering that everywhere we go.
I gotta say, I that was a change I was looking to make around here. I was like, we don't have enough stuff on a hot skillet. I was like, we need more items to be dangerous when they're coming out. They need to feel like they're still cooking and like you did the work somehow, even though you didn't do anything. So I'm still working on that.
Yeah, you always want the platter that it's served upon to potentially fatally burn your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, we moved away from the trash cans to just some sizzling plates. I just sort of like the edges of the plates on fire and hope that does the same thing. But, you know, it's the little touches that make a big difference for people. You want to get those good reviews. You want people to come back. You want to have a nice time, you know. Be at a regular place, you know. It's like you want people to come in that door and be like, this is somewhere... Well, everybody knows my name. They're glad you came.
Oh, Flower's crying.
I think.
It's okay. It's okay. You've done a wonderful job here.
Crying is worse than the blowing.
Arnie.
Sorry.
I know, can you hear
this? I have to get the scroll out. Give
Damn
me a
it.
Second. Got to write this one down, too.
My goddesses, Arnie.
Oh,
so rude.
I'm sorry. I'm a mess. Oh, fucking mess.
No. Flower, can you take a moment and just maybe set your work aside and just chat with us? Maybe Usador can run the tavern, can run to tables for you.
Yeah.
Of course. I'd gladly take over for the evening, if that helps. You probably need a bartender. You probably need some sort of server. You probably need a bus person. You need someone in the...
Are you just going to replace all the people I have doing those jobs right now?
No, yes. I'm going to split myself into four Usadors and get rid of them.
Oh, Usafors.
That's great.
Here we go. All right, here I go.
Arnie, we're seeing a rare instance of Usafors.
Yeah.
Usador, order up. Thank you, Usador.
Sure.
Wow.
So, this is great.
Flower.
Are they going to stick around? Before you start, are they going to stick around? Because this is actually really good. This vibe is very good. And I feel like this would draw people in.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about it.
Oh, you can tell those two Usadors are fucking.
Order up.
Oh, yeah. Like, right now.
Well, the sign says it's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
As long as it's not
fighting. It is Splatter Day.
Oh, sorry. All right. I'll bust your table now that I'm done bussing my own.
And bussing makes them feel good.
So, Flower, are you doing all right?
No, y'all keep asking that, and every time I'm clearly saying no.
Oh, that's
not,
right.
Not, it's okay. I mean, I understand. You got to lead into it, so that's fine. Yeah.
Let's further expound. Why aren't you doing all right?
I can't explain it. I've reached a certain age where I feel like you look and you're like, what's left? Mm-hmm. Like, where am I going?
Yeah.
And I ended up here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like something awakened inside of me, and it was kind of that same feeling I had when I was at the bottom of a cliff. Mm. When you tried to kill me. Where I really willed myself into, like, mm-hmm. different thing. Where that was when I was, like, almost dead, and then I learned how to walk through sheer will.
So you would say when you were thrown off a cliff, that was when you were at your lowest?
Yep. Yep.
Top off your waters?
Kind of, what?
Top off your waters?
Thank you. Just put it in the pot.
Right.
Put it in the pot.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I think like part of me stayed down there, and I think I've been angry for so long. And I lash out, and I realize that about myself is when I came in here, I even took control. I didn't even let anybody in. I just dictated who I was. And there's something about seeing the three of you right now that just, like, we've known each other a very long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like I could be honest with you at this point.
Yeah,
that
please.
That shit's tough, right?
Yeah.
Like we're busy. We're busy. And, like, good things are going on. And I got all these plaques on the wall. It's like I've done a lot of cool stuff here.
Yeah.
Put up a lot of plaques.
Yeah, most of these plaques you put up, but yes.
I put them up. I was like, great day today. And then, like, I was like, made a taco. You know, just really cool.
Celebrate the small victories.
Yeah. But I guess it's my birthday today. And to all of a sudden have you surprise me like this. Because clearly you came to come see me.
Sure.
And didn't have any other intentions or reasons to be here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like, that's fucking real.
Yeah.
You know?
Happy birthday, buddy. Can I ask, just hypothetically, if we stayed here for a long time, like, well, past your birthday, would that seem less like we were here specifically for your birthday?
No, I feel like part of me would just still accept the fact that you were here just for me, and then something else came along.
Sure.
Phew.
Yeah.
Because we're going to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of this podcast, like, all year, so we can celebrate your birthday for months and months, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Are you finished with your gabagoose, sir?
The sea source hovering. He's, like, 2 inches off the ground.
I can get you a box, or...
I'm not quite done.
Okay,
no problem. Can you stop... He keeps trying to take my plate away.
Don't put your hands on the plate.
Okay.
Don't put your hands on the plate until the customer says it's okay.
It seems like you're close to being done, so if I just leave one finger on it.
You're lifting the plate in the air and I'm dangling from it. Please put it down.
All right, there you go. I'll be right behind you.
I forgot that when Usador splits into Usafors, his sort of focus is quartered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't really know how old I am. Because it doesn't really translate. Flower years are a little bit different than other species years. I'm just around until I'm not anymore, I guess. So I don't really count it that way, and I think that just kind of hit me really hard, where I was like, oh, shit. You know?
Yeah.
Am I enjoying myself, or am I just busy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and busy doesn't always mean productive.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Flower, we're old friends, at least I think so, and
sure.
Look, I tried to kill you at some point, so you don't have to pretend anything in front of me. You can be however you are.
Okay.
Did anyone leave room for dessert?
Oh. We don't really serve dessert here, but then sometimes we offer more food and we just dump it, like dip it in sugar. So it's like some of the leftover food, just so y'all know. So if you say you want dessert, you're just going to get someone else's leftover food dipped in sugar.
I do want to try the pudding, but is that savory pudding? That's more of like a blood pudding. That's like a breakfast kind of thing. Or?
That's right.
Can I do the blood pudding for dessert?
Please
put it down. Give it. We'll humor a dessert menu. Thank you.
Ah, very good. Here is a tiny, tiny dessert menu for each one of you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And here's a magnifying glass for each one of you to read the tiny dessert menu.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Kind of like the waiters to have their own spin on things. So everybody's got like a gimmick that they come to the table with. Yeah. Like someone's got like tiny menu.
Yeah, I noticed this Usador who's waiting on us still has a wizard hat, but he has one of those like propellers on the top of it.
It looks very cool.
It looks dumb, right? Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you're right. It's cool.
It was very cool how dumb he looks.
Well, at least we don't have that other Usador over there that's just sat down at the table with the people and is, like, talking to them and taking their order, but is sitting at their table.
Oh, he's staring at an empty plate and saying, I see you hated it? Oh.
So good. I try to train all the waiters. I want everybody to do the thing where you lean over the person at the table and just carve your name backwards into the table just to tell them who you are.
Oh, now that user is putting on the check in front of a kid and saying, here you go, I know you're paying for this, and then chuckling. He's tossing his hair. Come on.
I really stuck it to that kid.
Oh, wait, the kid's pulling out gold. Oh, I guess he is. Oh, okay.
Oh, now I look like
Yeah, kid's
gold.
Paying. Yeah.
That's a rich kid.
Oh, yes, that's, of course, I forgot. It's been a few years since we've been here. It's Richard Wealthy. He's been perpetually wealthy, so... His whole life.
Oh, yeah. Didn't his dad die by jumping into a pool full of gold coins?
That's right.
Broke his neck. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Lucky duck.
Richard Wealthy, how rich can he get?
Is that rhetorical?
Feels like that was a setup for something that none of us got. Are you all finished there, sir?
Put it down. Put it down.
I will say that kid is wearing a tuxedo, but the pants are shorts, and... I do like that look, so maybe at some point I'm going to try that out.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, tuxedo, but with shorts.
I think you should.
Thank you.
A tuck shorto.
Tuck shorto. I need to start wearing a tuck shorto.
Wait, I got a better one. Wait. Roll it back. roll it back, a tuxedo.
Okay.
It goes to your knees. It's a tuxedo.
Oh.
I don't know if that's better. Tuck shorto sounded better.
Tuck shorto.
Roll it back. It's a tuck shorto. I guess I just want to say that I think I'm good. I just appreciated friends being here that I could talk to for a minute. Because this is just kind of feels like shit that we go through, right? Like that kind of every now and then you kind of assess. And if you think too hard about it, you're like, oh, fuck. And then, you kind of get over it.
I'm glad you trusted us enough to tell us. Oh, and it looks like one of the Usadors is joining us.
Pardon my intrusion, but this round of drinks is on the bartender. That Usador said he's a friend of yours?
He's winking very aggressively.
Should I send him a message, or... Is he bothering you? If he's bothering you, I can get rid of him.
Put down my plate, please.
Sorry, are you all finished, sir?
No, you, whatever Usador you are, have a seat. Join our friend Flowers sharing some personal news with us, being very vulnerable, and I think even if it's one-fourth of Usador's charm and talent, I think would be appreciated.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I'm sorry, Usador. Yes? Could we see a dessert menu, please? Here you are. It's a very tiny dessert menu. And, of course, magnifying glass. Thank you.
When you put yourself back together.
Yes.
What happens? Like, is it like a wide open mouth absorbing everybody in, comes in through the mouth? Do you open up like a stacking doll? Do you just like phase into each other? I have a lot of logistical questions.
We can do all of those things.
Oh, cool.
But my favorite one is to go outside, get as far away from each other as possible, and run as fast as we can towards each other. And whoa, just see what happens.
Okay, wow. Promise me that a little bit later we'll all try that.
Okay.
Flower, you're laughing.
Yeah, this is great. And honestly, like, I gotta say, I definitely just share this level of intimacy with all of you and not with everybody that comes into the bar.
Sure.
I need you to believe me. Like, that devil, if you ask anybody here, like, they don't know me. I'm just here, but, like, I'm not sharing this deep level, and it's also, okay, I'm also not always drinking.
Flower, we're special and unique to you. And
that's right.
I always believe that sort of thing when the owner of a business makes me feel that way.
Yep. Absolutely. You know,
I think some people at the other table are trying to get your attention.
Oh, okay, wait 1 second. I gotta go over there. Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry. I'll be right back. Okay, how's everything going? It's good?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing terribly. I gotta fucking tell you right now.
Oh, no. Have a seat. Tell us all about it.
Listen, I can't stay too long because I got these assholes over here that I kind of know. And I just gotta tell you that, like, shit's been rough and it's bad. It's real bad.
Could I spend some of my fabulous wealth to help you out?
I would never force you to do that. But there is a boot in the front. Over there.
Okay.
And if you want to put anything in that boot, it's going to go straight to my well-being.
You've got it.
Arnie Usador. Yeah?
Yes.
It seems like Flower is, like, upset, and it feels like that family over there is comforting her.
Yeah.
Does it seem like Flower likes that table as much as they like this table?
Doesn't seem possible
can't
to me.
Tell. I do see there's a plaque on the wall that I missed that says, when you're here, your therapy.
Okay, is you guys are great. I actually gotta go to a third table over here. Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry to leave you, and then I gotta go. Have a great time. Quack. How's everything going over here?
Quack, quack, quack.
Ducks! Quack. Listen, I love you fucking ducks more. I've known you ducks for 20 years. If that's even possible. Yeah. Can you believe it? Here's what I promise you.
Quack.
You're my best fucking friends. I have never loved anybody more than I love you fucking ducks. What do you want to do? Do you want to buy a house together?
Quick, put it on my bill.
That's great. Love you guys. Okay, whatever you want. Everything's on the house. There, that used store over there is paying.
Are you done with that, sir?
Quack.
All right, I'm back. I'm so sorry about that. That was crazy.
Flower.
Yeah?
There's no wrong answer to this question.
Okay.
Are you fucking scamming everybody in this bar, including us?
What?
Oh, I knew it! That's classic. My flower!
Classic.
What?
Oh, let's take
My shit's been rough. I'm just weaponizing it.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, let's take a break. So, Flower, if this is a tavern and a bar and a shithole,
yep.
But the tavern part of it, do you have rooms that we could rent?
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Do you want a good room? Because we got one of those. We got one good room, and everything else is pretty bad. There's a major element missing from every other room that you would want to make a complete room, but I'm just trying to maximize the space, you know.
Let me ask my friends. Chunt, do you want a good room or do you want one of the shitty rooms?
Put down my plate.
Sorry.
I guess if I had my druthers, probably the good room.
Ani, do you want a good room or one of the shitty rooms?
Well, first of all, it doesn't sound like good room is available, but I definitely don't want the extra shitty room. Like, maybe Usador, should you take that one?
The extra shitty one?
Yeah, because you can magic up a roof or a bed or whatever's missing.
If you want the good room to be available, I do have some knives available.
We're all right.
Okay.
Let's see. The extra shitty room. I know what I'll do. I'll make Usador sleep in there.
Got him.
Because, yeah, Flower, I think we're going to be in Hog's Face for a while. We're on kind of a secret mission looking for something. We don't know what it is, but, you know, it'd just be nice to have this as our home base for a while.
Yeah, by all means, you can fucking stay. I really don't give a shit. Like, hang out, do your thing. I'm in and out. Like, I'm mostly, like, today I'm in. But, like, don't expect that all the time because, like, there are people who are working here and it's not always me, you know? Like, and I'm not beholden to a schedule. Because I'm just sort of run into place, but we all have a loose understanding about what that means.
Sure. How is your life outside of running the tavern?
It's been a while. Like, this has been pretty much like the big thing that's going on. I've been hanging out a little bit with Caballon because he's in the forest. So that's been nice. Like, we're not putting any fucking labels on it.
Sure.
It makes sense. A tree and a flower would hang out.
Just keeping it.
Yeah. Last time, though, I feel like we were all in the same place together. You two were, if I don't mind my saying, you two are kind of all over each other.
Yeah, yeah. We were hot and heavy. But, again, trying to give each other space when we need it.
Sure.
Seeing what's going on. I don't really like, I've been mostly busy here. And this is, I guess, the thing that I've been looking for that I didn't know. You know, you mentioned that you're searching for something and you don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that thing is you. Oh. Have you considered that you've been searching for you all along?
Oh, fuck.
I have, but that's because there are four of me.
That's true. I can't wait for you to get back together. And then I'm going to insist that we all run at each other, too.
Just to see what happens.
Sure.
I really want to see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, hang out. Do whatever you want. This sounds great. This place has been great. I'm telling you, the food's good. Mm-hmm. The people are questionable, but like the right level of questionable. Like it's kind of fun. Like you kind of keep it interesting.
Sure.
We got a little machine over there where you can like put a photo in and then search for stuff in the photo. Just to like to see if you can find all the elements of the photo. You can hunt for them. You know, that's a lot of fun.
Arnie, do they have anything like that on Earth?
Not exactly as described.
Well, but it's a very common flower thing to put in a, you know, a photosynthesized leaf and then to look for all the differences in the leaf. You know, you just put your little photo in there and you just look all over it.
Yeah, and sometimes after hours or in certain taverns or pubs, they'll have like a leaf with a bikini. And you have to spot like the sexy differences.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're look, they also have slurp machines. Oh, I haven't played the slurps in a while. Arnie, do you have a silver coin?
Wait, those
please?
Are legal in Hog's Face now? Slurp machines?
Do they pay out?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, Arnie, the ooze from a slurp machine, when it pays out, slurp, slurp, slurp.
Oh. If you're really lucky, you might have a weird uncle who has a Leisure Leaf Larry back at home.
I think I'm going to save my coins for the puke box.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can also just hit it with your elbow.
Oh, because I'm cool?
Yeah, it's going to puke either way.
Yeah, sure.
If you hit anything with your elbow, it's going to puke, Artie.
Yeah.
See, watch.
Sorry, I'm a sympathetic puker.
That's okay.
Are you done with that stuff?
Put it down.
Sorry.
You know what? I'm sorry. No, fuck, he walked away. I am done. Why did I say put it down? I was done.
He's never coming back.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, now he's ignoring me.
He just flew into the sky. He walked out the back
damn
door.
Damn it, I need that user or back, Chunt.
I'm sorry. Ah, fuck.
Now he's just going to be flying into the sky with your empty plate.
I'm going to be under a table for just a minute.
What's going on down here?
So, Flower, I'm not immortal anymore.
What?
Not immortal.
You were before?
Yeah! Crazy, right?
That's fucking wild. Catch this knife.
Ah!
I'm so sorry. I had to see.
Arnie, I don't know if you saw, but right in between the slurp machines and the puke box, there's like a merch stand.
What?
That's selling like a ruffled feather merch. And one of the pieces of merch was a big cliff with what looked like a painting of you going over the side.
With a painting of me, wait, as I look at it now, me being thrown off a cliff?
I guess so. And it says, revenge?
Stick around as long as you want.
Thank you, I will.
What could that possibly mean, Arnie?
I don't know. It's spelled exactly how you pronounced it, revenge.
Revenge.
You should see the beautiful cliff I built out back.
I only mention it because I just want to make sure that if this shit's selling, that you get a cut, right? Because that's your likeness.
Oh, wait, that's supposed to be me?
I think so. Pink polo, jeans,
the shoes you always shoe. It's screaming, I'm Arnie.
Oh, yeah. The clues are all there from the beginning.
Pink polo jeans and the boots with the fur, and the pushing was happening by her. He hit the floor. Next thing you know, Arnie got low, 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 low at the bottom of a fucking cliff.
Chun, we're going to stay under this table. It sounds like there's singing going on up there.
Boots with the fur, he hit the floor.
I'm back on the top.
Next thing you know,
yeah!
Oh, Chun. Arnie, Chunt, welcome back.
Hey.
Yeah.
I was just catching up Flower on all of our amazing adventures since we've seen her last. Ending the animal war and everything that Chunt has sacrificed, and of course...
Oh, sorry, I'm going to pull this knife out of your shoulder here.
Ow.
And what else?
Hold on a second. You know. Who let that fucking goat behind the bar? Give me a second. What are you doing?
Grapes, come here.
Grapes, get out of here.
Desert, what are you just stepping on the wine? Did you fall in the wine? You're embarrassing, man. Get
grapes?
The fuck out of here. Get
grapes
the fuck out
leave.
Of here.
Grapes, leave. Grape, leave.
Ah, full of wrath.
Great, I'm hungry again.
Flower, before we wrap this episode up, we're going to be here for a while, and we kind of are going to try to be a little bit more proactive lately. Like, while we're in town, is there any, like, side quest you'd like to give us, something that we can do to help you out?
Oh. Okay, I've got things kind of going here. This is good. I'm happy with the changes I've made here. Got that cliff out back that I'm working on. Just going to keep working on that, chipping away, making sure it's nice and high.
When you say working on, you're building a cliff from the ground up?
Yep, working on my night cliff.
How?
Chipping away night by night.
How tall is it already at this point?
How tall is it? Oh, I'm not good at height. I'm very ambitious in what I think things are, and I don't know. But I would say, like, it's got to be, like, a couple... horses tall.
Couple
like
horses tall.
A few
tall.
Horses. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Handful of horses.
It's not the biggest cliff.
Not yet. But I'm working on it. Every night
that's
I kind of chip away.
Hey.
Gotta have a passion project. Again,
exactly.
You gotta know what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
You gotta be working on something other than work, you know?
I didn't realize this was a cliff bar.
Ugh. On that note, everyone, come with me outside. Everyone, come on. Let's go outside.
Okay.
All right. I start thinking. We gotta all run into the ducks. Ducks.
Oh, let's go see what's going on outside.
Hey, kid, how rich can you get?
I'm the richest kid in all of town, mister. Do you need some money? I'm happy to loan it to you.
No, that's all right. I was just hoping someone would say, you're never gonna know till you met.
Can I be on your show next week?
Oh, you can if I can have one of your... I want to say fuck squidos. What did she call them? Tuck shortos.
Tuck shortos.
Fuck squidos.
Also, kid, I need you to shut the fuck up because you're going to make me lose my liquor license.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. I'm not here. You never saw me.
Great. See you never.
All right, everyone. Gather around. The Usadors are about to run into each other. Watch us.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
this. Here we go.
Oh, this is funny. All four Usadors are trying to corral the crowd. They're all trying to take the lead.
I want to be the one who says we go. Because I'm the one that's controlling.
Oops, four principles, right?
And when I say we go,
all right, we go.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Yusor, how you feeling, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, did I split myself into four?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I shouldn't use a four anymore. I have such a terrible hangover afterwards.
Well, but you also made 84 gold coin in tips.
Oh, not too shabby.
I gotta say, when that one flew in from the sky and dove right into that that mess, that was beautiful. I've never seen anything so beautiful.
Although I will say, Usador, you do have a plate embedded in the top of your head.
Yeah, that'll happen when you try to just run as fast as you can and combine yourself back into one. You pick up some extra bits and bobs.
Well, Usador, Arnie, Flower, Ducks, Rich Kid and family, why don't we all go to the Versimilitude Minotaur and drinks are on Usador.
Yay! Also, you said side quest. Side quest, we should all prepare to run a marathon.
Okay, shit. All right, writing this down.
Arnie, can that be a Patreon?
Oh, we gotta start training.
Yeah, probably.
We gotta start training. Couch to marathon.
Arnie, wouldn't it be fun if we ran an actual marathon with a microphone? Wouldn't that be fun? Let's do it.
Ooh.
Verbal contract. We're doing it.
Would not be the first audio of me shitting my pants.
Wait, why are we going to a different bar to spend money?
Oh, yeah.
All right, everyone, get back in the ruffled feather. Get back in there.
And they piled back into the ruffled feather, once again narrowly avoiding making narrative progress. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Flower, the Talking Flower, was played by special guest Brooke Bright. Brooke is currently directing one of the games in the Jackbox Party Pack 11, coming this fall. Catch Brooke on stage in Chicago with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, you shiftless parasites, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.